This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Firefighters battled a major five-alarm fire at a Denver apartment complex under construction last night. The fire tore through the three-story apartment complex in the southeastern part of the city. Division Chief of Operations for Denver Fire, Robert Murphy, said more than 100 firefighters, including some from other local agencies, worked to extinguish the blaze. Some residents of a nearby apartment building were advised to leave because of the heat radiating off the fire, and the Colorado Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management said in a post on X that the fire had caused, quote, significant power outages. Edgewater will be the first city in the state taking advantage of a recently passed state law that allows cities to restructure minimum wages for restaurant employees. Denverite's Paolo Schalza reports.
A bill passed last session allows cities to raise their minimum wages without simultaneously raising the tip minimum wage, which is only paid to tipped restaurant employees. Restaurant owners argued regular increases in the tip minimum wage is leading to high labor costs. Under Edgewater's 2026 wage format, regular hourly employees will make a minimum of $18.17 an hour, while the tip minimum wage will be just $13.50 an hour. If employees are not getting enough in tips, employers pay a higher base wage, ensuring tips and wages combine to hit $18.17 total. I'm Paul Shasta. Denverite.
It's the final regular season game for the Denver Broncos, and it's a big one. A win on Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers would secure the Broncos the top spot in their conference, giving them a week off and home field advantage heading into the playoffs. The game kicks off Sunday afternoon at Empower Field at Mile High. This is CPR News and KRCC.